Gabby had expected to be waiting for hours before even speaking with someone, but it appeared that today was his lucky day. It was completely empty of customers. There were multiple stations to choose from, but only one of them was currently manned, or, more precisely, orked. The worker looked a lot like Schritt, except that this guy had the traditional bald head. He also had a few facial scars and a wart tattoo that Gappy could only describe as a black blotch with red specks. The suit he wore was dark grey, crisp, and offset with a white shirt and blue tie. On his lapel was a name tag that read, Mr. Zorg.
Take a number,
Mr. Zorg said in a gravelly voice that Gappy was used to hearing from orcs. Gappy looked around again, verifying that he was still the only customer in the place.
There's nobody else here, he pointed out.
Take a number.
Seriously? I just need to get some paperwork done.
You got a number?
Mr. Zorg asked, looking up from his computer.
Well, no.
Take a number.
So much for this being his lucky day, he thought, as he looked up at the box that held the numbers. He then searched to see if there was a step stool that he could use to reach the box. There wasn't. One would think that a government building would take into consideration all of the races in the land of Ononokin, but apparently they did not.
I can't reach it, Gappy said.
Reach what?
The box, to get my number.
Mr. Zorg grunted and leaned over the counter. He pointed at a red button that just sat over eye height to Gappy. Above it was a partially smudged sign that read, Gnomes, dwarfs, halflings, and other vertically challenged people, press here to get your number. He pressed the button. The box up on the counter whirred out a ticket and then began beeping. Mr. Zorg reached out, pressed another button that shut off the beeping, tore the ticket free, and then handed it down to Gappy.
Thanks,
Gappy said, trying to contain himself from pointing out the idiocy of it all.
How long is this going to take?
Depends, Mr. Zorg said. What number you got?
17.
Might be a while, Mr. Zorg replied. We're only at number 3.
But there's nobody here, Gappy whined.
Mr. Zorg's demeanor didn't change at all.
Go sit down and someone will call your number when ready.
This is ridiculous.
Yep.
Gappy sat down, trying to keep calm. He finally understood why his father had always complained when having to go to government facilities. It wasn't necessary for most things in Hub Integla, but it happened from time to time. But he wasn't in Hub Integla anymore. When in Pren, do as the Prenians do, as the saying went. That saying came from the fact that Pren was the land of orcs, and if you tried to do things in a way that orcs didn't like, you often ended up getting punched in the head. Fortunately, other lands forbade orcs from punching people in the head unless there was sufficient proof that the victim of said head punching had it coming. Most cases never got to court because it was a rare victim who survived being punched in the head by an orc. The only sound in the room over the next 45 minutes was that of the ventilation system. Every now and then there would be a click as Mr. Zorg reached out and updated the number on the display. It was insanity. Finally, the number 17 showed up, and Gappy hopped down off the chair and walked back up to the orc.
You got a number?
Gappy rolled his eyes and held the number up.
Okay, Mr. Zorg said. What do you need?
I'm starting a new business in town and—
You're in the wrong line,
Mr. Zorg said, pointing a few stations down.
New businesses is line 3.
You couldn't have told me that before?
Gappy asked incredulously.
Didn't know what you was doing before.
I tried to tell you what I was doing before, but you wouldn't listen.
That's because you ain't had a number,
Mr. Zorg replied calmly. Gappy bit his lip, trying to keep his cool.
What's this line for, then?
Information.
There were no rules in Ononokin against gnomes punching anyone in the head, except, of course, for other gnomes. This was mostly because gnomes couldn't quite reach high enough to punch anyone in the head, but it was also because their punches weren't very impressive. Again, unless you're a gnome who is on the receiving end of said punch. He squared his shoulders, padded down to line 3, and stood there for a few seconds before pressing the button next to the ticket button that said, Call for help. Mr. Zorg got off his chair and walked down to the new business station.
You got a number?
He asked.